Okay, I'd like to welcome you to this special meeting of the Summit Hill School District 161 Board of Education. Will you please rise and join us for our Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward.
Here.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Here.
Mr. Faber. Here. Mr. Perros.
Here.
Mrs. Borgens.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here.
Mr. Doyle.
Here. Okay. All board members are here and present and accounted for. We have a fuller room than we normally do. I had to double check the agenda. Were we shutting down an athletic program or something of that nature? But no, it's all good news tonight, which is some wonderful hirings that we're going to be doing in just a moment. So we want to welcome you to our board meeting and welcome you to our boardroom here at the District Administrative Center. We'll go right to the first action item, which is resignation of staff. This is over on page 6, kind of the recommended motion that we move the Board of Education accept the letters of resignation from Angela Dugan, effective July 22nd, 2013, and Dina Ciccone, effective July 21st, 2013. Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Perros.
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mr. Doyle.
Aye. Okay. The motion does carry. The next item is also retirement of staff. This is over on page 9. Can I have the recommended motion that we move the Board of Education accept the letter of retirement from Marilyn Ruskin, effective September 13th, 2013?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Perros?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion does carry. Marilyn will certainly be missed, especially she does all the calls over to the board members and so forth.
She does. She is invaluable, and I just want to take this opportunity to extend sincere thanks for all that she's done for the district office and the entire district with her time with us.
Thank you. Okay, the next item is an extraordinary leave of absence. We're going to hold off until after closed session to address this one. So let me move on to the next item, which is the approval of family medical leave on page 14. Can I have the motion that we move the Board of Education approve a family medical leave of absence for employees number 5010 and 5012? Can I have the recommended motion, please?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mr. Perros?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. The next item is employment of staff, and I apologize in advance if I mispronounce anybody's name with that. So, can we recommend a motion that the Board of Education approve the employment of, under certified staff, Linda Wojak, FMLA, first grade teacher at Indian Trail School, Christine Hill, 0.5 speech pathologist at Frankfort Square School, Laura Pavlik, psychologist at Frankfort Square School / Hilda Walker School, Christina Horan, fourth grade teacher at Indian Trail School, Margaret L. Carey, FMLA, art teacher at all primary schools. Bethany, is it Mapray?
Mapray.
Okay, long on the E with that. FMLA, eighth grade math teacher at Summit Hill Junior High. Elizabeth Zinski, seventh grade language arts teacher at Summit Hill Junior High. Elizabeth Barbeau, pre-K coordinator, Dr. Julian Rogas School. Michael Duty, fifth grade teacher at Hilda Walker. Robin Milner, FMLA, fifth grade teacher at Hilda Walker. Jennifer Henschel, first grade teacher at Frankfort Square. Among non-certified staff, Inez Davis, paraprofessional at Arbor Hills School. Nancy Warabay, paraprofessional at Dr. Julian Rogas. Jill Maprian, clerk at Arbor Hills rather School, Frankfort Square School. April, I got that out of my mind. Jennifer Masio, paraprofessional at Summit Hill Junior High School. Blair Bucci, paraprofessional at Summit Hill Junior High School. Jennifer Weaver, administrative center assistant at district office. And Sean Bartlett, who spells it the correct Gaelic way on his first name with that, paraprofessional at Hilda Walker School. Can I have the recommended motion?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion?
John, could you read that one more time?
Did you miss a name in there?
Not sure that I understood exactly what we're going over.
Refill the tank here with it. Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Perros?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries, and we want to welcome you all officially to the Summit Hill School District. So congratulations. It's always a good night here at the board when we're hiring people with that. So, all right. The next item is actually to go into closed session to talk about some employee and an update on collective bargaining with that. We do have two potential items for action thereafter if you do wish to stay. So at this time, can I have the recommended motion we move to go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1 to consider information regarding the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees or officers of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2C2 to consider information regarding collective negotiating matters between the district and its employees and their representatives or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees.
So moved.
So moved.
Okay. Motion has been made. Needs a second. Second on that. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can we roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Perros?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, we are going into closed session. As I said, we have two possible action items thereafter. If we don't see you back there, have a wonderful evening, and thank you for coming out to tonight's board meeting. Okay, we are back in open session, and we do have two action items to take. The first action item is on page 11 in our board book. And can I have the recommended motion that we move the Board of Education deny the request for extraordinary leave of absence for staff member number 5011? Can I have the recommended motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Perros?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. The next action item is on page 20, and that's the resolution of the employee matter. Can I have the recommended motion that the Board of Education approve the resolution of the employee matter as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mr. Perros?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
This is the motion to approve the resolution of the employee matters presented, Rich.
Aye. Okay.
Mr. Doyle.
Aye. Okay, the motion carries on that. All right, we have no further business this evening, so can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion acknowledged by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.